This OCRB GCSE History Revision Lessons podcast is copyright Hodder Education 2011. How did Hitler rise to power?
Hello everyone. Today we welcome Zee Fergist, who thinks Hitler was an okay guy. Is that true, Zee?
Well, of course not. But I do think that if we get wrapped up in portraying Hitler only as evil, we miss just what a remarkable story his rise to power was.
How do you mean?
Well, it's the story of a man who beat the odds, who was a tramp in 1913, but rose to become Germany's president, chancellor and commander of the army, Germany's Führer.
Go on.
Well, to kick off, he was a war hero. He won the Iron Cross twice. And then after the war, he took a small, powerless party and transformed it into the organised, violent Nazis, giving them this really clever mixture of socialist care for the workers, along with nationalist, fascist hate. Hatred of Versailles, hatred of the communists, hatred of the Jews. He was a brilliant speaker, and based on that, and a 15,000-strong Sturmabteilung, the Nazis grew until the failed Munich putsch saw their party proscribed and their leader propelled into prison.
And that should have been the end of it?
Perhaps for anybody else it would have been, but Hitler was different. In prison, he formulated a new strategy, no longer power through rebellion, but power by the ballot box. He campaigned by plane, which made him seem ever so modern. He raised money from rich businessmen terrified of communism in Germany and in America. He put his propaganda genius, Joseph Goebbels, in charge of propaganda. And he set up the Hitler Youth, training a younger generation to be fierce, cruel Nazis, filled with undying personal loyalty to himself.
But there's a decade between the failure of the Munich putsch and Hitler becoming Chancellor.
You're right. Things went slowly at first until the Wall Street crash, growing unemployment, and Brüning's cuts created poverty and hopelessness, the conditions in which a nation might become desperate enough to turn to a man who promised them nothing but a simplistic solution of dictatorship, persecution, and war.
So it was the Great Depression which propelled Hitler into power.
Actually, no. The Nazi Party grew, but it couldn't get a majority in the Reichstag. Hitler was in despair.
So what happened?
Hindenburg, the president, and Papen, the former chancellor, they couldn't get a majority either. So they formulated a plan to let Hitler be chancellor in order to commandeer the Nazi vote. They thought they could control him.
Oh, how they underestimated him.
Indeed. In February 1933, he got his opportunity in the unlikely form of a Dutchman with a match in a smouldering Reichstag. Then he called a general election. He arrested the communist deputies. He used his SA to bully the hostile and the doubtful. And on the 23rd of March 1933, the Enabling Act made him legal dictator of Germany.
Tramp to tyrant in 20 years.
And down in no small part to Hitler's personal qualities, his speaking ability, his determination and perseverance, and his ability to seize the moment when it presented itself.
But if Hitler's first film was a Mission Impossible, watch out for the sad, sorry sequel, The Only Way Is Down, Baby.